Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. The benefits of virtuous speech and listening. Prayer of Attar. O Allah Almighty, grant everyone who reads or listens to this booklet the benefits of virtuous speech and listening, the ability to speak righteously and listen righteously. Make the outward and inward states righteous and grant them and their parents forgiveness without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The virtue of sending salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Shaykh Abu Bakr Shibli rahmatullahi alayhi visited a prominent scholar of Baghdad Mu'alla, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr bin Mujahid rahmatullahi alayhi. One day he immediately stood up, embraced him, kissed his forehead and seated him beside himself with great respect. Those present asked, O my master, you and the people of Baghdad have called him a devout man until today. But why such great respect for him today? He replied, I did not do this without a reason. Alhamdulillah, last night I saw this faith refreshing scene in a dream that Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Shibli rahmatullahi alayhi appeared in the blessed court of prophethood. Then the leader of both worlds, the embodied light, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, stood up, embraced him, kissed his forehead and seated him beside himself. I asked, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what is the reason for such kindness towards Shibli? The beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whilst giving news of the unseen, said that after every prayer, he recites this verse. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And after this, he sends salat upon me. Alas, lots of people left after during the recitation. Sayyiduna Ubayd bin Abu Ja'd rahmatullahi alayhi narrated that when people came to know that the Prophet's companion, Sayyiduna Salman al-Farisi radiyallahu anhu, is present in a masjid of al-Madain, a city of Iraq, they started coming to him until around 1,000 gathered in there. He radiyallahu anhu stood up and said, all of you sit down. When people sat down, he radiyallahu anhu started the recitation of Surah Yusuf. People started leaving slowly until only 100 people were left. He said angrily, you wanted to listen to a fabricated and pointless conversation. But when I made you listen to the word of Allah, you stood up and left. Passion of listening to recitation. O devotees of Rasul, reciting the Holy Quran and listening to it is indeed an act of great reward. Alas, less interest is now found amongst the people. If a Qari recites, we do not like to listen to it. About the blessed companions, radiyallahu anhum, passion of recitation, it is stated in Ihya al-Ulum, Urdu, Volume 1 on page 845, it is narrated that when the blessed companions, radiyallahu anhum, used to gather, they used to ask one of them to recite any surah of the Holy Quran. Excellence of listening to a single holy verse. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said, whoever listens to one verse of the Holy Quran, it will be nur, a light for him on Judgment Day. Have you noticed? The reward of listening to the Holy Quran is so magnificent, and the reciter who is a reason for this reward also shares the reward with him, provided that he has no intention of showing off. Struggled 20 years in recitation. Find it interesting or not, worship and recitation should go on. Insha'Allah, one day or another, you will start finding it interesting. Sayyiduna Thabit al-Bunani rahmatullahi alayhi said, I struggled 20 years with the recitation of the Holy Quran, in spite of the fact that I didn't find it interesting. And then I got its pleasure for 20 years. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. If you want paradise, speak only what is good. When only good will be uttered and remembrance of Allah Almighty and salutations upon the Prophet will be invoked, you will not have a habit of making pointless conversation. You will also remain distant from sins like lying, backbiting, tale-telling, finding faults, etc. That way, insha'Allah, there will be resources of entering paradise. Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayh has written that people humbly asked Sayyiduna Isa ruhullah alayhi salam about a deed leading to paradise. He alayhi salam said, never speak. People humbly said, it is not possible. He said, do not speak anything other than something good. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sincere repentance from sins. O those seeking paradise, we came to know from this account that controlling one's tongue and refraining from idle talk are also deeds that lead to paradise. After protecting the tongue and other parts of the body from sins in order to gain the passion of performing the acts that lead to paradise, associate with the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Insha'Allah, you will benefit. In order to increase the passion of receiving the blessings of the hereafter, a Madni parable is presented to you. Long ago, a lady from Sindh used to work at a place where men and women worked together, and where unveiling and ill-gazing, in addition to many other evils, were committed that are unfortunately not considered to be evils in today's society. It was a result of that bad environment that she became fond of watching movies and dramas, listening to songs, following unlawful fashion, and roaming around without any veil. Disobeying her parents, in fact being rude to them and answering her elders back, was part of her routine. One day, a veiled Islamic sister wearing a burqa came to her house. When the Islamic sister removed her veil in front of the lady, she was amazed to see that the Islamic sister was her past colleague, who was just like her, who would remain without veiling and follow the immoral fashion. The Islamic sister left the job a little while ago, and now she was a preacher of Dawat-e-Islami. Noticing a big change in a very short span of time, the lady could not resist and was greatly impressed. The Islamic sister politely called her towards righteousness and persuaded her to participate in the weekly sunnah-inspired gathering of Dawat-e-Islami for Islamic sisters. The lady intended to participate in the religious gathering. The big change that came in the Islamic sister's life had already struck her heart. Now the participation in the sunnah-inspired gathering and the speech filled with the contemplation of the hereafter just woke her up from the sleep of negligence. The highly emotive and tearful congregational dua made at the end of the religious gathering brought her emotions to a peak. She could not control her feelings and burst into tears. She felt embarrassed about her sins and made sincere repentance in the court of Allah Almighty. She is now very thankful to Allah Almighty that he blessed her with Dawat Islami to come out of the swamp of sins. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Silence is a source of the protection of belief. Anyone whose tongue keeps cutting everyone's conversation like a pair of scissors will be devoid of understanding the point of another person in a better way. In fact, this fear also remains for a talkative person that he can, mu'adhallah, speak out words of disbelief whilst making pointless conversation. Imam Abu Hamid Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayh wrote in Ihya al-Ulum that some pious predecessors have said, two qualities come together in a person of few words. Number one, his deen remains intact. And number two, he understands the other person really well. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The secret of being destined for paradise, a parable. By the blessing of Allah Almighty, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would look at the people and recognize them if they are destined for paradise or hell. In fact, he would at times receive advanced knowledge of whether a person was destined for paradise or hell. The last Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once said, the person who will first come through this door will be destined for paradise. In the meantime, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu anhu entered through that door. People congratulated him and asked as to from which deed he had that privilege. He said, my deed is very little, and the thing about which I have hope from Allah Almighty is the protection of my heart and the renunciation of pointless conversation. The meaning of salamatu sadr, i.e. soundness of heart, in this hadith means that the heart is free from spiritual diseases such as malice, jealousy and the like, and that faith is firmly rooted in the heart. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Every companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is destined for paradise. Subhanallah, may our health, body, soul and wealth be sacrificed for the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The fate of the companion Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu anhu is praiseworthy, that he radiyallahu anhu got the glad tidings of being paradise dweller from the blessed tongue of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Indeed, he is destined for paradise. And not only him, every companion is destined to enter paradise. It is stated on pages 329 to 330 of Fizan-e-Namaz, Allah Almighty has stated in verse 10, Surah Al-Hadid, part 27. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La yastawi minkum man anfaqa min qabli al-fathi wa qatal. أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وكلا وعد الله الحسنى والله بما تعملون خبير. Those among you who spent before the victory and fought are not equal. They are greater in rank than those who spent and fought afterwards. Allah has promised them all the most beautiful reward, paradise. And Allah is aware of all that you do. All companions, radiyallahu anhum, are destined for paradise. The exegetist of the Holy Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, rahmatullahi alayh, said in relation to this blessed verse, although the levels of these companions are different, yet there is no doubt that all companions, radiyallahu anhum, are absolutely destined for paradise, because the Lord Almighty has promised it. All companions are just and pious, because the Lord Almighty has promised all of them paradise. The promise of paradise is not made with a fasiq, i.e. a sinner. According to Nurul Irfan, it is stated about the holy verse mentioned above, just because every companion is a companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, it is wajib for us to respect all of them, and disrespect of any companion is haram and misguidance. Dear Islamic brothers, although pointless conversation is not a sin, yet there is no blessing in it. Subhanallah, you have just listened to an account in which a companion radiallahu anhu received the good news of paradise in the world from the blessed tongue of the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One of his qualities was also that he was never involved in pointless conversation. He radiallahu anhu would not ask about anything that he had nothing to do with. But alas, we still interfere in the matters that we have nothing to do with in any way and keep asking about them without purpose. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Overeating is also a cause of excessive talking. In the noble Quran and hadith, there has been condemnation of eating and drinking excessively, merrily for taste. When the stomach is excessively full, one tends to become unruly and the tongue begins to move like a pair of scissors. Whereas, when one feels hungry, a person becomes languid and has little inclination to speak. Sheikh Abdul Wahhab Al-Sharani rahmatullahi alayhi said, our predecessors, i.e. the Muslim saintly men who had passed away, would bear extreme hunger and would not fill their stomach so that they would remain more in silence and engage less in idle talk. As was the practice of our pious scholars, rahmahumullah, this is because whoever has a full stomach, his act of speaking pointlessly becomes even more. One who eats without hunger is talkative. Sayyiduna Muhammad Ar-Rahibi rahmatullahi alayhi said, pointless conversation will also come out from the tongue of the one who fills his stomach with unnecessary food. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Evil words cut deeper than the sword. Arrows and swords only wound the body, but the heart is wounded by the tongue. Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi said that hitting a person with an arrow is less severe than saying evil words to him, because the tongue's targets are never missed. Keep the tongue imprisoned. Whoever succeeds in restraining his tongue will indeed be saved from countless evils. The companion of the greatest prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said, by Allah Almighty, except whom no one is worthy of worship, nothing is more essential to be imprisoned than the tongue. The word that could not fit between the lips will not fit anywhere. Think carefully before speaking, for it is possible that you face embarrassment later. Sayyiduna Imam Al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, the leader of millions of Shafi'i people, said that a statement is like an arrow. Once you release it, it passes into another's hands and is no longer yours to take back. Masha Allah, some people are very intelligent and secretive. They do not reveal any secret, nor do they talk about any domestic affair outside, come what may. Similarly, a wise man's account given below is really worthy to follow. The one who reveals domestic affairs is a cheap person. A saintly person, rahmatullahi alayhi, said, a secretive person was married, But there was a lack of understanding between the husband and the wife. Somehow, his friend came to know about this situation. He asked, "What's your domestic problem?" The secretive person said, "I am not that cheap person who reveals his domestic affairs." The time went by. At last, they failed to establish the relationship and got separated. When his friend came to know, he said, "She is no longer your wife. Tell me what the problem was." The wise man said, "She is now a non-mahram woman for me, and I cannot talk about any non-mahram woman." Sometimes a sentence comes out of the mouth that Sayyiduna Bilal bin Harith radiallahu anhu said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said that a person says a word of Allah Almighty's pleasure but does not know that he will attain a big pleasure. However, because of this, Allah Almighty records his pleasure with him until the day of judgment. And he says a word of displeasure, but does not know that there will be more displeasure. However, Allah Almighty writes his displeasure for him until judgment day. He will speak less pointlessly. A person who fears Allah Almighty remembers death abundantly, is grateful even for a modest livelihood, harbors no greed for more of the world, and regards speech as a good for which he must give account. Such a person can never engage in idle conversation. As Sayyiduna Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi said, "Whoever remembers death abundantly remains content with whatever little of the world he receives and regards his speech as a deed for which he will be accountable, such a person naturally speaks less pointlessly. The slip of a tongue is more dangerous than the slip of a foot." At any moment during conversation, one must be mindful that it may be a moment of acceptance. So if any disapproved word escapes the lips, it may come to pass exactly as spoken. The translation of an Arabic poet's couplets is as follows. A person is destroyed by the slip of his tongue, whereas he does not perish from the slip of a foot. Do not even allow your tongue to say about anything that is disliked. Sometimes anything that comes out from the tongue exactly happens as it is. Who knows the moment of acceptance? O devotees of Rasul, there is great blessing in refraining from idle talk. Whenever you are free, immediately engage in dhikr, i.e. the remembrance of Allah Almighty, and salawat, salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Who knows when the moment of acceptance arrives and we may come out of our trouble. Sayyiduna Luqman Hakim rahmatullahi alayhi told his son, "O my son, keep invoking Allahumma ghafirli, because there are some moments from Allah Almighty in which the prayer of anyone who makes it is accepted." Idle talk brings reckoning at 5 points on Judgment Day. It is said that for every act of mockery or every pointless utterance, a person will be questioned and detained at 5 stages on the plane of resurrection. Number 1. Why did you say that? Was it advantageous for you? Number 2. Did you get any advantage from the thing you said? Number 3. If you had not said that thing, would you have had any loss? Number 4. Why did you not keep silent so that you remain safe from the consequence? Number 5. Why did you not earn reward by saying Subhanallah Alhamdulillah instead of that thing? Sayyiduna Fudail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi alayhi said, The head is protected by the tongue. A person who is verbally abused may react in anger, get into a fight, and even suffer a blow to the head. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد. Silence has 7,000 advantages. A wise man has stated that silence has 7,000 advantages contained in 7 statements, each carrying 1,000 advantages. Number 1. Silence is worship without struggle, i.e. with some conditions. Number 2. Silence is beauty without any jewelry. Number 3. Silence is awe without any kingdom. Number 4. Silence is a castle without any walls. Number 5. In silence, one does not have to say sorry to the other. Number 6. Silence has comfort for Kiram and Katibin, i.e. the angels who write deeds. Number 7. Silence is a curtain for a person's faults. Youth is a mad age. Beware its evil. The health in youth usually remains good. Desires are countless. And indeed the test is severe in youth. It is narrated from Sayyiduna Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayh that Sayyiduna Umar al-Faruq al-Azam radiyallahu anhu told a youngster, "O youngster, if you abstain from the evils of 3 things, you will be safe from the evil of youth. Number 1. Evil of the tongue. Number 2. Evil of the private parts. Number 3. Evil of the stomach." Silence has 9 advantages. Indeed, there is peace and safety in speaking less. Sayyidina Wuhayb bin Ward radiallahu anhu said, "Peace has 10 parts. 9 out of them are from silence and 1 is from running away from people. Protect the tongue like gold and silver." Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhuma said, "Give up every useless work, avoid pointless conversation, and protect your tongue like you protect gold and silver. Silence is gold." Allah Almighty's beloved Prophet, Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam said, "If speaking is silver, then silence is gold." Who is the person of wisdom? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "When you see a person who has detached himself from the world and who speaks little, sit with him, for he has been granted wisdom." It is stated in Mirat al-Manajih in relation to this blessed hadith, wisdom means practicing knowledge. Some scholars said, the combination of Sharia and Tariqa is wisdom. Less talk, more work. When a person is pious, he is never free from dhikr, salat, and calling towards righteousness, and so has no occasion for idle talk. A hypocrite, by contrast, has nothing to occupy him. So what else is there for him but pointless talk? As it is a famous saying of Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullahi alayh, a Muslim talks less and works more, but a hypocrite works less and talks more, i.e. pointlessly. 40 years without a single night of pointless conversation. There are such bondsmen of Allah Almighty and devotees of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam who are too occupied with dhikr and salat to engage in idle talk. Sayyidina Mansur bin al-Mu'tamir rahmatullahi alayhi did not participate in any conversation with anyone after Isha Salah for 40 years. Allahu Akbar. Dear Islamic brothers, Allah Almighty's bondsmen succeeded in controlling their tongues for 40 years. And our condition is that we cannot control our tongues for even 40 minutes. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.